There's only a few days left in this year, but in Hollywood, there's still time to open a movie that could be nominated for an Oscar next month. End of the year is the deadline. Morning Edition and Los Angeles Times critic Kenneth Turan reviews one of those Oscar hopefuls, There Will Be Blood.
The joint venture between actor Daniel Day-Lewis and director Paul Thomas Anderson is the most incendiary combination since the Molotov cocktail. It's a morality play set in the early days of California's oil boom. It can be over the top and excessive, but it also creates heat and light. The story that intrigued these two men started with Upton Sinclair's muckraking 1927 novel, Oil. The new movie is a timely and modern tale that involves the unholy trinity of oil, money, and religion. The main conflict in the film is between Day-Lewis's ruthless oil man, Daniel Plainview, and a charismatic preacher and faith healer named Eli Sunday, played by the quietly effective Paul Dano. Sunday is no more godly than Plainview, and their psychological and even physical combat is savagery itself.
My offer to you is $3,700.
What is it that brought you here, sir?
The good Lord's guidance.
We have oil here. That's worth something.
Do you think there's oil here?
I know there is.
Oh, it's very expensive to drill.
Well, our oil sits right up on top of the ground.
Doesn't necessarily mean there's anything underneath.
What would you give us for it?
I don't know.
Something you don't know.
There Will Be Blood has the impact it does because Day-Lewis and Anderson share a ferocity of approach to their work. The director, a modern cinematic visionary, is always happiest when he is out on the aesthetic edge. As for the actor, he has become justifiably celebrated for disappearing into his characters with a completeness that is terrifying. There Will Be Blood is Western to its core. It presents a vast, uncaring environment that dwarfs the grasping men determined to wrest hidden wealth from the earth. Anderson has said that John Huston's treatise on madness and greed, The Treasure of Sierra Madre, was a touchstone movie for him here. If There Will Be Blood has a weakness, it's in the didactic nature of its script. This might be a legacy of novelist Sinclair, a socialist who wrote for political purpose more than dramatic effect. This is a film that loves to go to extremes, and we're fortunate to be along for the ride.
Ken Turan reviews movies for Morning Edition and the Los Angeles Times.